For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Law enforcement against prohibition. LEAP.cc. LEAP, an international drug policy reform organization, consists of current and former members of law enforcement. The mission of LEAP is to reduce the multitude of unintended and harmful consequences that result from fighting the war on drugs, and to lessen the incidence of death, disease, crime, and addiction by ultimately ending drug prohibition. This week we begin our Best of LEAP series, and here is the director of LEAP, Jack Cole.
I'm a retired lieutenant from the New Jersey State Police. I served 26 years there, 14 of it undercover, mostly in narcotics. I worked everything from street-level dealers up to billion-dollar international heroin and cocaine rings. And I was certainly there long enough to learn about all the horrors we have created in this war on drugs. But now that I'm out there and I've spoken to so many people all across not just this country, which I've spoken hundreds of times in the United States, but I also spoke in Europe, Canada, Central America, the reception is absolutely fantastic. I feel absolutely sure that I'm carrying 80% of my audience. And we have, we're not just police officers, we're judges, prosecutors, we even have DEA agents, U.S. Customs agents who are speakers for us. We arrest more people per capita in this country than any country in the world. Right now we're arresting 1.6 million people every year in this country for nonviolent drug arrests. Actually, police are really good at protecting you from me or me from somebody else, but we are absolutely worthless at protecting an individual from himself or herself. And we should never be put in that position. It's always when we're put in that position of being the moral police somehow that we start stepping on everybody's civil rights, that we start bending the Constitution and stomping all over the Fourth Amendment. We didn't have that much of a problem with drugs until the war on drugs. That is absolutely the truth. As a matter of fact, in 1970, which was the beginning of the war on drugs, when I started working as an undercover agent, the likelihood of anybody dying as a result of the drug culture was less than the likelihood of them falling down the steps in their own house and killing themselves. By every measurement you can take on this war on drugs, we are losing it.
This week's Cultural Baggage Show will be a synopsis of the recent Normal Conference held out in San Francisco. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.